This is the listening section. There are two parts in this section. You will hear each part twice. After each part, you will have a 10-second pause to do. Part 1. Listen to the recording twice. Choose the correct option from A, B or C to answer the following questions.
English Language Center, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to find out more information about your program. For example, what kind of courses do you offer?
Well, first of all, the purpose of our program is to provide language learning opportunities to this area's community. Mm-hmm. Whether a student's goal is to master basic functional language skills, let's say for his or her job, or to study intensively to enter a U.S. college or university.
Okay. I'm calling for a friend who's interested in attending a U.S. university.
And that's the kind of instruction that we provide, from basic communication courses to content-based classes such as computer literacy, intercultural communication, and business English.
Great. What are your application deadlines for the next semester?
Well, we ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins. Mm-hmm. This gives us time to process the application and issue the student's I-20.
An I-20?
Oh, an I-20 is a form that indicates that we are giving permission for the student to study in our program. Okay. And then the student takes this form to the U.S. Embassy in his or her country to apply for the F-1 student visa.
All right. What is the tuition for a full-time student?
It's $2,030.
And how does one apply?
Well, we can send you an application and you can mail that to us, or you can fill out our application that's online at our website.
And are there other materials I would need to send in addition to the application form?
Yes, you would need to send in a $35 non-refundable application fee, mm-hmm. a sponsorship form indicating who will be responsible financially for the student while studying in our program, and a bank statement showing that you or your sponsor has sufficient funds to cover tuition expenses and living costs for the entire year of study.
And how can I send these materials to you?
You can either send the application packet by regular mail or you can fax it.
And the application fee?
We accept money orders, traveler's checks, or credit cards.
All right, I think that's about it.
Okay, great.
Oh, and what is your name?
Okay, my name is Tony Nelson. You can just call and ask for me.
Great, thank you for your help.
No problem, and please don't hesitate to call again if you have any other questions.
Okay, goodbye.
Now, listen to part one again.
English Language Center, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to find out more information about your program. For example, what kind of courses do you offer?
Well, first of all, the purpose of our program is to provide language learning opportunities to this area's community. Mm-hmm. Whether a student's goal is to master basic functional language skills, let's say for his or her job, or to study intensively to enter a U.S. college or university.
Okay. I'm calling for a friend who's interested in attending a U.S. university.
And that's the kind of instruction that we provide, from basic communication courses to content-based classes such as computer literacy, intercultural communication, and business English.
Great. What are your application deadlines for the next semester?
Well, we ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins. Mm-hmm. This gives us time to process the application and issue the student's I-20.
An I-20?
Oh, an I-20 is a form that indicates that we are giving permission for the student to study in our program. Okay. And then the student takes this form to the U.S. Embassy in his or her country to apply for the F-1 student visa.
All right. What is the tuition for a full-time student?
It's $2,030.
And how does one apply?
Well, we can send you an application and you can mail that to us, or you can fill out our application that's online at our website.
And are there other materials I would need to send in addition to the application form?
Yes, you would need to send in a $35 non-refundable application fee, mm-hmm. a sponsorship form indicating who will be responsible financially for the student while studying in our program, and a bank statement showing that you or your sponsor has sufficient funds to cover tuition expenses and living costs for the entire year of study.
And how can I send these materials to you?
You can either send the application packet by regular mail or you can fax it.
And the application fee?
We accept money orders, traveler's checks, or credit cards.
All right, I think that's about it.
Okay, great.
Owen, what is your name?
Okay, my name is Tony Nelson. You can just call and ask for me.
Great, thank you for your help.
No problem, and please don't hesitate to call again if you have any other questions.
Okay, goodbye.
Part 2. Listen to the recording twice. Complete the form below. Write no more than 2 words, or a number for each answer.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you'd have the time to take part in some market research.
What's it about?
About this club and your experiences and opinions about being a member. It'll take less than 5 minutes.
Oh, okay then, as long as it's quick.
Can I start by taking your name?
It's Selina Thompson.
Is that T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks. And what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an accountant, but I'm between jobs at the moment.
I understand. But that's the job I'll put down on the form. And would you mind my asking which age group you fall into? Below 30, 31 to 50, and above?
Over 50, I think we can safely say.
Great, thanks. And which type of membership do you have?
Sorry, I'm not sure what you mean. Do you mean how long of...
No, is it a single person membership?
Oh, right, no, it's a family membership.
Thanks. And... how long have you been a member?
Ooh, let me see. I was certainly here 5 years ago, and it was probably 2 to 3 years more than that.
Mm-hmm. Shall I put down 8?
Oh, I remember now. It's 9, definitely. Sorry.
No problem. I've got that. And the last question in this first part is, what brought you to the club?
Sorry?
How did you find out about the club? Did you see any ads?
Well, I did, actually. But I have to say, I wasn't really attracted to the club because of that. It was through word of mouth.
So you were recommended by a friend?
Actually, my doctor. I'd been suffering from high blood pressure, and he said the club was very supportive of people with that condition, so I signed up.
Great. Now, for the second part of the form, I want to ask a bit more about your experience of the club.
Sure.
How often would you say you use the club?
It varies enormously, depending on how busy I am.
Of course. But on average, per month?
I'd say it averages out at twice a week.
Okay, so 8 on average.
Yeah, and 4 of those are aqua aerobics classes.
That leads me to the next question. Would you say the swimming pool is the facility you make most use of?
Fair to say that, yep.
Right, thanks. And are there any facilities you don't use?
One area I realise I've never used is the tennis courts. And there's one simple reason for that.
You don't play tennis?
Actually, I'm not bad at it.
Oh.
It's that I'm not happy having to pay extra for that privilege.
Oh, right, I've made a note of that. Thanks.
Hmm.
Now, in the last section, are there any suggestions or recommendations you have for improvements to the club?
Only about health and fitness?
Anything at all.
Well, I'd like to see more social events.
Oh.
It isn't just a question of getting together for games or classes, but other things, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And another thing that I was thinking when I had my yoga class in the gym last night... we were all sweltering in the heat, was that I think they should put in, well, you know...
air conditioning.
That's exactly what I mean. The rooms are really light and well designed, but they do need proper installations.
Sure. Well, I've made a note of that.
Good.
So, is there anything else you'd like to suggest? About quality of service, for example?
Oh, everyone's very nice here. They couldn't be more friendly and helpful. Oh, but I tell you what, it's a shame the restaurant isn't open in the evening on Saturday. And Sunday as well, for that matter.
Oh. So the club should...
Open it later on those days.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's...
Now, listen to part two again.
Oh, excuse me. I wonder if you'd have the time to take part in some market research.
What's it about?
About this club and your experiences and opinions about being a member. It'll take less than 5 minutes.
Oh, okay then, as long as it's quick.
Can I start by taking your name?
It's Selena Thompson.
Is that... T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks. And what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an accountant, but I'm between jobs at the moment.
I understand. But that's the job I'll put down on the form. And would you mind my asking which age group you fall into? Below 30, 31 to 50, and above?
Over 50, I think we can safely say.
Great, thanks. And which type of membership do you have?
Sorry, I'm not sure what you mean. Do you mean how long of...
No, is it a single person membership?
Oh, right, no, it's a family membership.
Thanks. And how long have you been a member?
Ooh, let me see. I was certainly here 5 years ago, and it was probably... 2 to 3 years more than that.
Mm-hmm. Shall I put down 8?
Oh, I remember now. It's 9, definitely. Sorry.
No problem. I've got that. And the last question in this first part is, what brought you to the club?
Sorry?
How did you find out about the club? Did you see any ads?
Well, I did, actually. But I have to say, I wasn't really attracted to the club because of that. It was through word of mouth.
So you were recommended by a friend?
Actually, my doctor. I'd been suffering from high blood pressure, and he said the club was very supportive of people with that condition, so I signed up.
Great. Now, for the second part of the form, I want to ask a bit more about your experience of the club.
Sure.
How often would you say you use the club?
It varies enormously, depending on how busy I am.
Of course. But on average, per month?
I'd say it averages out at twice a week.
Okay, so 8 on average.
Yeah, and 4 of those are aqua aerobics classes.
That leads me to the next question. Would you say the swimming pool is the facility you make most use of?
Fair to say that, yep.
Right, thanks. And are there any facilities you don't use?
One area I realise I've never used is the tennis courts. And there's one simple reason for that.
You don't play tennis?
Actually, I'm not bad at it.
Oh.
It's that I'm not happy having to pay extra for that privilege.
Oh, right. I've made a note of that. Thanks.
Now,
in the last section, are there any suggestions or recommendations you have for improvements to the club?
Only about health and fitness?
Anything at all?
Well, I'd like to see more social events.
Oh.
It isn't just a question of getting together for games or classes, but other things, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And another thing that I was thinking when I had my yoga class in the gym last night, we were all sweltering in the heat, was that I think they should put in, well, you know...
Air conditioning.
That's exactly what I mean. The rooms are really light and well designed, but they do need proper installations.
Sure. Well, I've made a note of that.
Good.
So, is there anything else you'd like to suggest? About quality of service, for example?
Oh, everyone's very nice here. They couldn't be more friendly and helpful. Oh, but I tell you what... It's a shame the restaurant isn't open in the evening on Saturday, and Sunday as well, for that matter.
Oh. So the club should...
Open it later on those days.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's...
That is the end of the listening section. Stop work on this section, and do the other parts of the test.